I'm in my season of singleness, and like a lot of times, like there's struggles. There are always going to be struggles, and one of the things I've learned in my season of singleness is how to rely on God, on and really trust in Him. And one of my hopes for when I, if called to marriage, that God will always be the center, and God will always be that guiding light. And we see it at the cross. I mean, that reflection of His sacrifice and the sufferings and what He went through at the cross is a reminder that these struggles for us are just temporary. And if we can stay grounded in our faith and live the way the church teaches and what the church teaches through marriage and through struggles, I think that's where we're able to kind of look at those bumps in the road as a way to challenge us or to help us grow in our relationship. And those are the things that, like, especially for us as single people, to learn in our season of singleness when we run into those bumps independently. But ultimately, it always, first and foremost, comes within our relationship with God.
I like what you said earlier on how marriage is a beautiful struggle, and including what you guys said and how it's important that you've got to invite God into that. And I think even with the question, there's a clear distinction between what the worldly view on marriage is and what the Christian view on marriage is, in the sense that we understand and we accept that it's going to be tough, that it's going to involve a lot of sacrifice. I think everyone gets caught up in this whole idea of marriage as this perfect union between two perfect individuals having a perfect wedding and a perfect life and a perfect family. And it's not that. Although I'm not married myself, I hope to look forward to it in the future, but marriage is not perfect. It's supposed to be a struggle. It's supposed to be a beautiful struggle. Every sacrifice is beautiful to God. And in order to kind of overcome those struggles and overcome the pains of sacrifice, and it's exactly what you guys said, it's inviting God in the middle of it makes all the difference, because then we have a model to look for what sacrifice really looks like. We know what love embodies looks like. We know what nourishment we need. So like a married couple can nourish themselves and their family. When everyone was talking, it was just instantly the scripture that popped in my head was, we love because He loved us first. And that's what I feel is the answer to that question, is when rubber meets the road, how do two individuals get past that? And it's because God is the model of sacrifice.
Yes, that's great. You know, the cross, of course, you mentioned is a part of our lives as Christians. And therefore, we don't expect that everything is going to be perfect, that we know that there are going to be some sacrifices, and that is the way we grow in our faith and our love. You, I have to say, are an exceptional group of people. I've known you, and I'm so inspired by you. And yet, I don't know that everyone would say the same things that you're saying about marriage. In fact, probably most of your peers would not. They perhaps don't value marriage. Maybe they live together without the benefit of marriage, or are in temporary relationships that, you know, are sexually active, or even if they marry, sometimes it's there's that concept that it's not till death do us part, but till troubles do us part. So how do you take this understanding, this beautiful understanding that you have of marriage that involves the cross, and communicate that to others who don't have that same concept?
Yeah, I think that's a big challenge. I think for a lot of us who are single at this age, it's a little odd. I think some would think, you know, the age that we are, maybe not being married or in a maybe even a sexually active relationship, and it's different. And when it's different, people kind of look at you differently and treat you maybe even differently. And I think what's happened for me in the past and what's worked is just being genuine in the way I live out my Christian life. I've seen numerous people, including many of my friends, who have been in a relationship, in a marriage that had dissolved, and it was due to a lack of knowledge of you know, God. Fundamentally, I think there's a lot of things that were missing in their formation in faith. Perhaps they just didn't have that when they were growing up themselves, or whatever it may be. And that's why I think it's pretty simple and it's basic, is that when we have an example set before us that is so good and wonderful, it's the example of what a marriage can be or should be. Things can just go up from there. But if it's missing, then a lot of times we're looking to say, oh, well, this is what marriage looks like. And we see it through movies, or we see it through celebrities. And of course, in this day and age, there's a lot of stuff, you know, this person's with this person this week, and the next week it's someone else. And it's like, what is going on? You know, if this is the image of marriage now, like, why get married? You know, and I see a lot of people just asking those questions too. What's the purpose of that? So I think in my life, for me, it's just a matter of being genuine in how I live, and being, some would say, a little too optimistic in the possibilities of what God could have for myself and another person, but really for anyone, is that, you know, God is calling us to a union that is far beyond our understanding and our imagination now. If we have Him in that connects that union together with someone, it goes beyond anything that we could ever imagine. And so I try to live that out. I try to be positive and be able to say, hey, you know, this is a possibility, you know, to be able to be happy, committed, loving to one another, and be able to have a sustained relationship and a faith-based relationship that can last forever into eternity. It's like, it sounds kind of all up in here, but it's possible. I know it's possible. I've seen it. Not something that we just read about in scripture or in stories, but it's a reality as well. And so that's what's worked for me in the past, and I continue to try to do throughout my life.